What's the worst thing to eat for sahur?
Prata.
Sullen.
Sullen. Ice cream.
What is happening?
Man, I was very excited to do this podcast.
That answer just went so many different directions.
No, let's not get into that. But let's get into it.
Dude, I just had burrata like this morning.
Yeah, I love burrata.
How are you guys feeling?
It makes me feel like full.
It makes me feel full, but I feel like throughout the day, it doesn't give you that energy that you thought you would get.
Well, yeah. Are you eating it with like eggs?
Eggs.
I'll have like, some days I'll have like a burrata, eggs, achar, lassi.
That sounds good.
I realize that people don't have full on meals for sahur. Like a lot of my friends are like, oh, I just have a date and water. I'm like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild that you're making your mom make you burratas from scratch at 5 a.m.
We like get them ready at night. And then
that's crazy.
In the morning, do that.
Nah, I use the frozen ones.
Fair.
Those are good.
Ice cream sounds good. I'll wake up and eat ice cream.
No, so I have like family members. I came from Pakistan.
Yeah.
And like they eat anything at any time.
Yeah. Like it's crazy. True Pakistani.
Yeah, like they'll drink Coke like in the morning. Like it's like I'm like shocked. I'm like, because over here in America, you know, we have like, we eat stuff at certain times and whatnot.
Over here in America, we're westernized.
Yeah, I realize.
We have a schedule.
We have a schedule, yeah. But they just eat whatever, whenever.
Yeah.
And so I've seen this happen and I was shocked.
Isn't that how it should be?
No.
Should eat whatever, whenever.
I think that they eat whatever they have when they have it. Because like you don't, like for example, Pakistan, you only have soda in the house when you have guests coming over. So then afterwards when the guests leave, you're like, oh, we have soda, so we can drink it now.
But they always have soda.
Damn.
But you guys are incorrect about this. Pakistan is a true land of freedom.
No,
over here we're slaves.
I agree. But I agree. I agree.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah. No, I agree.
The thing is, what are you saying?
Like,
no, the thing is,
on
they don't
schedule.
They don't care about like, you know, mental health like that, like how the food affects them.
Circadian rhythm.
They just do natural, like how they feel.
Yeah, but mental health doesn't exist over there. So
exactly.
It's okay.
Yeah. No,
so
that's
it's
what I'm
okay?
saying.
Yeah. It doesn't exist. Like it's not a thing. It's like, oh, you're feeling sad. Have a cup of lassi. Yeah.
No, it's either
it heals you're fine. You.
Yeah, dude.
No, it's because you're either a great kid or vopagala, or like he's you know what I'm saying? There's no like, you're just either crossed off or accepted. There's not like levels to it.
Yeah, but it's okay to be a little pagal.
Is vibes. It? Or do they think it's okay?
Can you turn us down just a little bit, like on the headphones?
Oh yeah. Would you guys?
It's too early for this. I got a nice nap in there. Like I'm like fresh right now before the pod. I said Salen.
He's too low now.
Yeah, just yeah. That's good. That's good.
Okay.
the face you're making, like turning down.
Thank you.
He's like, that's good. That's good.
He's like,
that's good.
Why are you guys?
He's like staring at me, and it's like
and he's
replying.
With, that's good. That's good.
I feel like I was interrupting a moment there.
Stuck for Allah. Right.
I had a goat salad the other day, and it was good.
Wait, why is that bad? I feel like that's good.
I think it just seems like heavy, but it wasn't.
I'm like weird. I like I'll eat like leftover biryani for like breakfast or like, you know.
So why are you talking trash about your cousins?
Yo, ice cream is a different level.
No, they are on like, they're on the right level. What are we doing? We're doing something wrong.
Biryani up, for breakfast?
I mean, it has the carbs. It has the protein.
Listen, rice
for breakfast at all is insane.
Okay, I don't know. I feel like it has the carbs. Like, has, you know?
Yeah, but like eat toast.
It's weird. I'll say that, but it has the nutrients.
But like, are you ready for that masala first thing in the morning?
I'll put like less masala, like, you know, but it'll still have that, you know.
Okay. I'm still stuck on the ice cream. Yeah. Bro, listen, like when you're a kid and they're like, oh, if you were the president, what would you do? You're like, everyone would eat ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah.
Your cousins are on the right way. They still have a nice.
By the way, I'm not talking about cousins. I'm talking about my uncle, bro.
Yeah, your uncle is lit. Like, he's still a kid. That's great.
Yeah, dude. Like,
he knows how to live life.
He has like 5 sodas in a row. Like, it's
crazy.
Yeah. But I mean,
I get it.
Yeah.
Some people are just like...
My cousins are like normal. Like, it's my uncle that's...
They're adjusting?
Yeah.
It took me years to adjust to this slave system over here.
Yeah.
I miss it. Now I'm inspired.
Frosh, just eat ice cream for breakfast. It's not a slave system. Nobody's stopping you.
But it's like, it's symbolic, right?
Yeah. No.
It's a greater meaning. It's a greater meaning of freedom. That's freedom right there.
Yeah. Frost used to try to convert me. He'd like give like random desserts like in the middle of the day and stuff like that. Like, yo, you got to eat this. And I'm like, no, I can't.
Is he trying to get you to dip your bananas in water?
Yeah. No, when we were at IHOP and Amber was like, oh, that's too desserty. So I forget what you were saying.
Yeah.
That something was too sweet. And I was like, well, I think you should have a dessert with every meal. Like, you know, you should end on like a sweet tooth.
You should have heard him. He asked the waiter, he was like, can I get some blueberry waffles and pancakes, please? Can I get double blueberry pancakes, please?
Amber, that's a normal order. It's IHOP. It's literally House like of Pancakes.
Can you put a smiley face on top?
Well, when it came out of my mouth, it did kind of like.
Exactly.
I was like. What? Like, I'm a child. Because he was like, what would you like, sir? And he was like this big, buff dude. And he wasn't that buff.
He was just ripped.
But he was like tatted up, too.
Yeah. He was hard.
So he was like, you know, he looked
so you
like.
You didn't like out alpha him. You were just like.
All right. No. But he was like, yeah, what can I get for you, sir?
He spent a couple of years in jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He had jail energy, but now has found peace in like IHOP. The regular life
at IHOP.
All right, we'll just brush over the racism.
It wasn't but racism. No, he's like,
Amber, do you know he's been to jail?
Yes.
You asked him that?
Yes, I did.
Anyways, Mr. Jail was like, "Yes, what can I get for you?" And he was like going quick and stuff, and I was like. Could I get a triple blueberry pancake? I was like, ew.
Can you get a triple blueberry pancake, please?
And then he went to the back with the other cooks. He's like, yo, you see that guy right there? He's absolute puss. All right. Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody. The strangest and greatest podcast in the planet.
In the game. It's in the game.
In the game.
We change it to planet?
On the International House of Planet.
Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when they like had that marketing thing? Sorry.
They flipped over the P?
And they made it a B.
IHOP, yeah.
International House.
They actually did
it.
We were in LA at the time, and the sign had the B.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can afford it. The other one's
the other one's dumb.
My local IHOP, they're like, yeah, we're not doing that. They're like, yeah, just get the marketing from the TV ad, but we're not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm Faluda in the morning for us.
I'm super. No, I'm kidding. I'm cereal shaman.
I'm a char for iftar, Amber.
Okay.
Nice.
Thanks.
Welcome back. We see all of the new listeners and viewers. We want to thank everybody who has been listening. We've been running to a bunch of people who are fans
during these sahur hours.
Yeah, during sahur hours at all these different things, and it's been amazing. So shout out to you guys. It's been like we've had these really sweet moments. We always appreciate it so much when people like come up and say what's up and show their love for the content. So
yeah,
and talk about their favorite thing about us.
Yeah, and then when someone like talks about like other piece of content that we've done, we're like, oh, we have a podcast too.
Right.
We're like, oh, we'll listen, and then they don't.
This girl came up and she was like, she didn't know where to start, but I could tell that like she was like excited, and she just had on her phone. Types of people during Ramadan. I was like, are you watching that right now? She's like, yeah, I was just watching it. It's my favorite video ever.
Oh my God.
And she had like all three of the ones pulled up. And I was like, that's vibes. I appreciate it. She's like on theme right now. She's watching types of people during Sahur Fest.
That's so funny.
It's amazing. But no, everybody's been really kind. And new patrons. We've had people coming in watching all the new episodes. We've been going crazy on the Patreon. Mm-hmm. It's like a different vibe there.
Yeah,
if you know, you know.
You know.
Yeah, we're just a lot more unfiltered.
Very unfiltered.
Yeah, and make sure to get your merch, strangeflavorspodcast.com. I got my Rue shirt on.
Oh,
nice.
You know, I thought it'd be on theme with all the iftars with Rue Afza.
You're on the Rue.
I haven't had a single. Drop of Rue Afza there's some Ramzan.
Honestly, same.
Yeah.
It's been going down and down. Slavery,
I think it's after our song. like the brand just went downhill.
It's because they didn't pick up our song.
Exactly.
If they did, they would have been. They'd imagine be if they ran that on like ARY or Geo or something.
It'd be popping.
So
the kids would be drinking it.
They would literally be drinking, and they'd be like, "I'm on the roof, grab the bottle."
Yeah. Now they're at like these coffee places at night.
Yeah.
Bro, we were on this one show. Like, didn't even know, but it was like a pretty big show. Yeah, in Pakistan, like a lot of people watch it. My dad actually like told me about it, and he's like, I watch this guy all the time. Like, it's a big deal. And he was like talking about our music video, like it was like just absolutely just like the most legendary thing. He's like, it's a classic like hip hop scene in US. he's like, these guys are geniuses. Like, it's going off, and I was like, wow, like some like one person made this kind of like before we used to have like mad views, like everyone's we'd have like.
Reaction videos,
all of that. So then when it like died down for a bit, it was like we didn't know like how well it was really perceived. We felt good about it, but it's like, you know, when you don't see that, you're kind of like, huh, I wonder like if people really liked it or not. But this guy, like, he just made it all like worth it.
Yeah, he like dissected it like genius
with his review alone.
Where was his review?
It's on his YouTube.
I'm gonna try to pull it up while you're talking about
it. But it was on YouTube, and like he had a lot of views. Like, he's Frost sent it to me. And it was like, you know, one day ago posted. And it had like 90,000 views on YouTube, like long form.
It's so somebody like, who Frost's dad watches.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, there's a guy.
How are you, bhaiya? Jaisa ki aapko maloom hai, Ramzan ka teesra.
I'm gonna try to find the exact section.
Exact section.
The world of Ruhafsa. Oh, he's talking about.
He did a whole thing that was like, he was talking about the world of Ruhafsa, and then like our song
popped up in there.
Yeah.
Where's the views? I feel like I haven't been able to locate that recently.
127K down there. But yeah, I forgot how recent this was. I thought this was like 2 years ago. I don't know why.
Wait, when is it?
11 months ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess he found it and then...
It's one of the highlights you see on the YouTube.
भाई क्या नेक्स्ट लेवल क्रिएटिविटी फुल हिप हॉप सीन रूह अफजा के अराउंड दूसरे रैपर जो हैं हिप हॉप आर्टिस्ट जो हैं जरा दूसरे मशरूम पे बनाते हैं उन्होंने रूह अफजा पे बनाई अगर आपने ये वीडियो नहीं देखी क्या कमाल का कॉन्सेप्ट है लिंक डाले जरा देखिए ये प्रोनाउंस कैसे करते हैं रोनल पोनल ये समझ नहीं आ रहा मुझे बड़ा फंटास्टिक वीडियो लेकिन भाई ये तो गाना था ना लेकिन अगर मैं आपको बताऊँ फवाद खान निमरा बुच्चा और महविश हयात के साथ
And this is Junaid Akram. Look, he has what 1.1 million subscribers. But that review, even though it was like a little short thing, in an entire show that was about the world of Ruhafsa, going over the history and everything, like to put us in there in like a modern kind of like twist and representation, using our really kind cool. of like Western influence growing up on hip hop, like he nailed it.
Yeah. Because he was like, other rappers make, you know, songs about other drinks and stuff like that. And then
it's sometimes like when you create a concept, you're wondering like, oh, will people get this? And he got it right away. He knows exactly what like we were trying to do with it. And just his like enthusiasm for it, I was like, bro, thank you.
He's like, next level hip hop.
So
mission accomplished.
Junaid Akram, if you're listening, thank you, sir. And
thank you, bye.
And
or Saab.
And also put us on the roofs if you got those connections.
Invite us on the show. Let's do it live.
We're not going to be able to keep up with his Urdu, though.
I mean...
He'd be rolling his R's and stuff.
It's but he's Ronald not like... half the words are English.
Ronald
Paul. Full hip-hop scene creativity. So it's all up there.
Yeah.
I love the enthusiasm. What were we talking about?
Your shirts.
Oh,
and
yes.
And that
okay.
it's available on our website.
Yes.
RonaldPono.com.
Along with Strange Flavor. RonaldPono.com. But along with Strange Flavors merch, of course.
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking about all of this Ramadan stuff, we went to yet another Sahur Fest. So last time we were at the DMV area where there's a coffee shop called Shaded, which people cannot stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
Muslim guys pulling up in all types of, you know, fancy cars with their, what did you call it? Pineapple hair?
Pineapple hair, yeah.
That's the Gen Zers?
Yeah, that's the ones with the curly, with the fade on the side and the curly hair on top.
Right.
Isn't your brother a pineapple head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore, but I think, he can always go back.
Mm. Yeah, it's like Jack Harlow boys.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so that was like the scene over there. It was crazy. People are pulling up there every night. You guys were there again last night?
Mm-hmm.
How was it? Was it the same or?
Yeah, so it's been so insane all of Ramadan. It's because it closed at like 3:30 a.m. And then now I don't know what happened. It's in this super like luxury mall. There's already a luxury mall and there's an even more luxury mall. And I guess they're just like tired of all these Muslims coming around.
What's
here.
The other mall? The Galleria? Is that?
Yeah, that's where we were.
Okay.
Galleria. The other one's just Tyson's just Corner.
Tyson's, yeah.
Oh, that one's in the middle of the mall?
No. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that one's in the middle.
Okay.
And gotcha. This one's the one that we went to.
Okay.
And they like changed their hours to end at midnight now for the rest of Ramadan. And I was like, I wonder what's been going on.
People are probably wilding out.
They are wilding out. They have
the activity going on in the parking lots.
Yeah. I also saw like they made like gates. I don't know if they had that before, but
I saw the gates too. Yeah. I felt like that was new.
Okay.
I don't like that people mess things up for like,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're like the youth. They don't know this generation. I'm going to sound like that guy, but like they don't know about like, how much we had to like protect ourselves and like, you know, just kind of look out for our image, because what our parents would tell us, like, you know, lay low, don't be too Muslim out there. Not like too Muslim, but like don't like say anything that like will, you know, get you in any kind of danger, basically. Yeah. Like they were trying to protect us in that way.
However,
mm-hmm.
whenever there was John Rotz, past 20 years, they always get shut down because there's too
always,
crazy.
Yeah. There's always like a specific type of guy that like straight
starts
up,
a fight or something,
but like they don't even be fasting and they like pull up to these John Roths ready to like, oh bro, it's John Roth bro, and then they like pull up and then they're like starting stuff and they're like and then they're like trying to do like zoom zoom in the parking lot.
Do you know one year when Shamir and I don't know if you were there, she wasn't there, right, when we were performing at John Roth, we were there with our friends and then these guys pulled out knives and started having like a knife battle in the parking lot.
Like for what? Like what are you doing that for? Take it to the 7-Eleven. Leave us alone.
I just can't imagine that. Like, what are we in Bollywood that you put your knife nikalo?
And what are they beefing over? Churi. What is the beef over? I'm curious.
They just eye each other up, right? And then they're just like,
it's like an alpha battle.
Yeah.
They're like looking at each other. Like,
they show up with like a it's like a pack of wolves, and they're like looking at other packs, and they're just like, yo, what do you say? Yeah. And they just kind of like, you
start
know,
a fight.
Just try to size each other up for no reason. And by the way, like people do this to, I don't know if it's like all of us, but I definitely get that energy. And I think that like maybe when people see us, they're like, oh, they think they're too cool or whatever. But we're literally not like,
we're literally not cool.
We're chill. Like we're friendly. We order blueberry pancakes and
triple
we
blueberry. Vibe out.
Like we were just talking before the podcast about like, there's a guy that he has kind of like that exterior alpha energy and like he didn't know how it would go to interact with us. And we just like cracked him immediately. Mm-hmm. And he's like a super jokester. And it's like we can all just chill and be friends. But we don't want this like image out there where people are seeing like, yo, these guys are like battling each other out here.
The crazy part is for the most part, unless they're like sneaking in their car, there's no alcohol being served at these events. So it's like, I would understand more if there was like, oh, there's like something like that was in the mix. And then it's like, you know, like there's fights outside of a club and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That would make more sense. What are you guys getting drunk off the roof?
No, it's testosterone. No.
Well, also they are getting drunk. If you go to a guy's bathroom, bro, they're taking shots in there. They're vaping.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, I was at the masjid. bathroom, and I'm like, and by the way, this year I'm not surprised because I saw this last year too. I'm like blown away. There's like groups of like kids and they're like vaping. They're all by the way, they're sitting on the like wudu, like, you know, the like seats.
Yeah, where you like wash your feet and stuff.
Yeah, like the cubes. Yeah, they're sitting on the cubes and there's like six of them. I was like, bruh,
they're vaping.
You're
on
smelling
the cubes?
Piss and like whatever else.
And inhaling and, shit and piss.
And there's like a there's a guy next to them trying to like.
They are the blow dryers. Inhaling and exhaling.
To like hotboxing.
They're probably purifying the air.
Ew.
But bruh, there's like a guy next to him trying to do wudu and he's like, yo, you're in my spot.
Wow, there's vape smoke coming in.
Yeah, what is the age?
Like, it's like their territory. But it's like, you chose the bathroom?
At the masjid?
At the masjid? Are you kidding me? The youth is out of control, bro.
That's crazy.
There's literally, the funny thing is that at this masjid, they probably want to be seen because there's so many other places at this masjid. You could literally go to the side and just like vape there and nobody would say a word.
Go in the woods.
Yeah.
Do anything. Why are you in the car? In the bathroom.
Go to your car.
Go to your car.
Go to like literally in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like nobody would stop you.
It's crazy. And then they're vaping. And then last year at the same Sahur Fest, by the way, this one's in Baltimore. That we recently went to
at again. ISB, if you're familiar.
Also, I just want to say, like, people listening, they're probably like, oh, Maryland's crazy.
Yeah.
I bet you this probably happens in other places.
Texas,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, sure. Texas, definitely.
New Jersey.
Maybe Chicago. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Dearborn.
Dearborn, oh, yeah, sure. For sure.
For sure.
But yeah, then they'll come out and then they're like hitting on girls and it's like, yo, like, what is going on here?
Are they hitting on girls? I didn't see that. I didn't see that type of thing.
Yes, last year there was like a group of guys. Mm-hmm. They went over and they were kind of like catcalling and stuff. And then one of my friends, he was like, yo, you got to chill out. Like, we're here for like Sahur Fest. Just like leave them alone. And then they started like pushing him. They're like, yo, what do you want? Like, why are you trying to break this up? Like, we're just talking to the girl. Like, we're not talking to you, whatever. And then he started like trying to fight them. And then one of our other friends, like he broke it up and then he brought him over and was like, yeah, like this is too much. But
that's wild. I didn't know that that was happening. I felt like everything except for that was happening, but I guess I just wasn't seeing it.
It was a little bit more tame at like Shadid because it was like the vibe was there, like in the air.
Yeah, it was a good vibe.
Like it was kind of like Gawa House, if you know, people like go there and they're just like not. They're just like hanging out. It's like a social place for people that's not a hookah bar, which is nice.
Yeah.
You know, for Muslims that like, you know, just want to hang out. Some guy in the corner with his laptop, not doing any work, waiting to be like, you know, asked what he's doing. But no, I think we got to chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
Overall, just because it's like when you start getting too rowdy and then that kind of tradition continues.
Yeah.
Then it's just like people expect that.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
I owe you an apology, Shamir.
Oh, yeah.
So Shamir wasn't able to come to like our iftar and podcast last week and Sahur. So we made moves last weekend. He wasn't able to come out. And I was like, okay, Shamir, you're going to come out this weekend. We're going to the mosque for Sahur.
No, she's like, I'm going to see you tonight, right? And then I'm like, are you talking about Sahur Fest? And then she's like, yeah, you're coming.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know. And then, because I didn't know, like, Firas was like, who's coming, right? And then two of the boys were like, oh, I'm not coming. Like, I heard it was terrible.
They're both married, by the way, so we should never listen to their opinion. Yeah. Because,
but, like, no one else, like, responded like that. So I'm like, okay, nobody's going. And then, like, Firas said in our other group, and then Amber and our other friend just, like, liked the comment. So there was no, like, hype around it, from my sense. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm probably not going to go. And then Amber's like, you're coming. And I'm like,
not giving you an option.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, fine. Like, let me see if there's anybody else who wants to come through. So he brought his uncle, Hadi.
Polo man.
And yeah, it ended up, like, I knew this was going to happen, but at the same time,
knew it was going to happen?
I mean, I didn't know, but I knew.
What are you talking about? What was going to happen?
That it was going to rain.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was going to rain. And I also knew that, like, there hasn't been a food fest yet that hasn't been absolute chaos where people are like genuinely getting their food and stuff. Like, if you're coming to a Sahur Fest, low-key eat before you come or make plans to eat afterwards, you know? So yeah.
I mean, but I feel like I had a better time than 90% of the people that went.
That's true.
Because when we got there, I saw Dower, Frost. They were like, you know, smiling, right? They're smiling, waiting in the line for some coffee.
Aww.
Find out 3 hours later, now he's still in the line and his face went from smile to depressed and he did not say a word in those 3 hours.
I will say there has to come a time where you just give up.
But the thing is, you've seen that meme, right? Where the guy's like digging for diamonds and then like the bottom picture is like he's so close to the diamonds, but he just turns back around.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he never got the diamonds.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever.
He turned around back.
The thing is, his mentality was like, originally he was like, oh, I want to warm up. Let me just get a cup of coffee real quick.
Yeah.
Right? And then a lot of us, we were kind of like, we weren't really paying attention to like the coffee or whatever. It was like, oh, are you guys waiting in line? Yeah, we might as well get a coffee. But it was more so like we were socializing.
Yeah.
You know, Ramadan, it's like you're on this like strict schedule. You barely get any time for anything, especially throughout the week. People are working, whatever. So then the weekend comes and it's like, oh, I can actually stay up tonight. I can actually see my friends. Like, it'll be nice. Let me just like, you know, catch up and it'll be a good time. So like some of us were just kind of like vibing out, right? But if we were expecting like the lady in front of me, did you guys hear her?
The British lady?
I don't know if she's British or not, but
I heard there's a British lady that went off. Yeah, there was a
British lady.
I made a joke. I was like, one of our friends, she was up in the line. I was like, oh, I'll just text her. And she turns around. She's like, that's the reason I can't get my coffees, because people like you are just like telling their friends to go get. I was like, whoa, I don't even like her. She's annoying, actually. I was just making a joke. I just wanted to like tease her.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, she like rolled her eyes. Oh. I was like, and then I was like kind of being annoying after that. I was just like, yo, guys, don't tell anybody your order. And then like friends would come up and they'd be like, yo, and they weren't in the line yet. I was like, you cannot sneak in. I'm tired of people. Yeah, yeah. That's the reason I can't get my coffee. I shouldn't have done that. But it was like, yeah. Calm down, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, like we were in the line for the coffee. It never came. And my brother, he was kind of like just, he had his dedicated. Focus on the
coffee.
He was coffee.
Dedicated. He was like, I have a mission. If I don't accomplish this mission, I'll be sad.
But the problem was that when we came back to check on them at the third hour mark, I went up there and I was like, how many of these people in front of you were behind you that are now getting their coffee before you? They're like, all of them. So I was like, okay, let me like go handle this really quickly. So I went straight to the lady inside because I kind of knew her. I was like, hey girl, you see that one with the glasses over there? They've been waiting for 3 hours. You need to take their order next, please. Thank you. So then she goes and she tells them, right? After that, everybody that came in front of me, I was like, that came around us, I was like, don't play. I didn't say anybody to anybody. I didn't say it to anybody in particular. But I was like, I hope nobody plays, because they better not.
And when that mode comes out of Amber, you better not play.
Yeah, like, not play. Genuinely don't play. So then at that point, I was like, the lady, the guy who was, he was like, I'm looking for the person with the glasses. I'm like, oh, that's like, he just walked away, but he was with this group. And the group in front of us, I don't know what it is, but something about little girls that are shorter than me, who are younger than me, who are yapping in my face when they're wrong. Ooh, I want to step on them. Like, I don't know. Like, if something comes over me, I don't know what it is.
That just made you sound like Godzilla, like just massive, just wanting to step on. Like, there's like a little girl yapping to Amber. She's like,
but like, laser. That's how I feel. No, but like, low key feel like that, because I'm like, why are you yapping to me? I'm not even talking to you. So it's like, they started being like, no, the guy with the glasses was with us.
Whoa.
I'm like, whoa. Hold on. Don't steal my friend.
Maybe he was. Maybe he was like, I can't take my friends anymore. I'm with you guys.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, the tall guy with the glasses. I was like, that's definitely not Thauer. So yeah. They were like, it's a tall guy with the glasses. I was like, hold on. And then she turns on. She's like, are you trying to say that we like cut in front of you? I was like, yes, but I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, was that the same girl? Yo, no. What if it's the same girl?
Well, she's saying she was younger, little. This was like an auntie with her daughter.
Yeah. And then she tried to come back and be like, well, then what are you trying to say? I was like, I'm not even talking to you, sweetie. Let's move on. Because I was like, don't talk to me when I'm not talking to you right now. Yeah.
What I've learned is Amber is very heightist and ageist.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I finally make it to the front and I write everybody's order out and I hand it to the guy. And he's like, oh, thanks. This is like very convenient. But then I realized the guy who's taking the order is a yapper himself. He's taking 10 minutes to take an order that I wrote down already.
Mm. Yeah. None of the other places were like as long of a wait. And this is coffee.
Coffee. Yeah.
Like, relax.
It's easier to make.
Shamir and I literally stepped away. We were like, oh, we'll go get you guys some food. You get us the coffee. And we ordered right away.
Also, everyone was like, we'll order for you. Like, we'll get you food. And everyone's like, nah, I just want the coffee. Yeah. So, like, it was their fault, too.
Yeah.
So then Frost and I were like, all right, let's get burgers.
They finally put the order in, right? And I come to IHOP because I was like, I didn't even want a coffee. So they put the order in, and then everybody pulls up to IHOP. I'm thinking they're pulling up with all their coffees. They go, we were waiting so long that we just got a refund.
Dang.
I was like, after 3 hours?
What? Damn. Yeah, I'm just realizing I never got my coffee. Yeah. What the heck?
It ships to you in a box.
Like a year later.
But yeah, Frost and I got some brisket burgers.
Amber too.
She came in last minute, but I gave her my friend. Yeah, you swooped. And I was like, you know, I'll just give you my friend's burger.
That was
good. It was really good. Mm-hmm. And it's like a pop-in restaurant, right? It's like new.
Palinelle's.
It's new or it's been?
The only thing I got last year was also a brisket sandwich. So I'm wondering if it was the same place.
Okay. Because like I know on TikTok, it's like popping off. Like,
yeah.
I have friends like trying to like, you know, get the ribs and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. He's the imam at the Reisterstown location mosque.
Oh, wow.
And he apparently is like a meat connoisseur. He's like into meats.
Oh. Is this Harris?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, but then we ended up at IHOP. That's what happened last year too. It's like there's not enough food. Go to IHOP.
The worst IHOP meal.
Yeah, but like that's kind of expected.
Okay.
I just want to say that like our waiter, he was amazing. He mm-hmm. really put up with us.
Jail guy?
Jail guy, yeah. Because like other groups came in and this is a PSA. Like if you're coming in with a big group, especially in areas where like they're not expecting for crowds just come in at that time, like be nice.
Yeah.
Like the people that were sitting next to us, yo, can you divide our check up by this, this, and this? Can you arrange the tables? Like mm-hmm. it was just like, bruh, relax. Like you got to accommodate for them.
Mm-hmm.
Get your blueberry pancakes and go.
Yeah.
And then leave a nice tip.
I don't think any of them had the credit limit for it, though, to be fair.
That's what it seemed like.
They were all young, so they probably didn't have the money in their checkings or.
And they were definitely not going to tip.
Yeah, no.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Some of them were walking away, like, after they had eaten and stuff. And he's like, oh, he still got to pay. She's still got to pay.
That's so sad.
Yeah. He was, like, running back and forth. Like, he's taking, like, one person's order here and then goes over there to get somebody else something else. He was, like, on top of it.
Yeah. But I feel like us Muslims just swoop in once a year and just cause a bunch of like havoc and chaos.
Yeah.
And we just expect for them to figure it out.
We need more shotted locations to accommodate.
Honestly, I feel like if IHOP waiters hated Muslims, like I'd be like, I get it.
Yeah.
Understandable. Oh,
for sure.
Like, bro, I've seen it. It's just like, yeah, they're like, they see them come in, their jaws drop, like massive groups. And we're never like four people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has to be like 20.
20. Yeah.
I see their jaws drop and they're just like,
Dude,
I ain't doing this.
Have you guys ever gotten like your pancakes like 10 minutes before? Like,
and yeah. you're just scarfing.
You're scarfing it. Like,
the one actually, like, by my house, like, they were very nice. So, like, our food came in like, you know, like 15 minutes before, but they still gave us all like free coupons and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But what we used to do is like, we would always call ahead and let them know, like, hey, tonight at this time, this many people are going to come in. And then they were prepared for us. They had the tables ready and everything.
Oh, you guys are really nice.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Like, that's why when I come to Baltimore.
Because he's like in a full white area. They would call the cops. No, but they would call the cops if they saw 15 brown people walking up to an IHOP.
What are you Muslims
doing
here?
They would be like, there's an attack happening.
You terrorists.
But we're behaved. We're organized. We're civil.
You're not like the others.
Yeah, when we come to Baltimore, people are just like, you see what's happening. Vaping in the bathrooms, hitting on girls, never getting your food. It's just, you're just there for like,
why are you hitting on Baltimore?
It's your community.
I know, so chill out.
It's what we saw.
You see, you have people who are standing over other small, younger girls,
wanting
threatening
to step
them.
On them. Wanting
this, is,
to
this is Baltimore behavior right now.
Yeah, because why are you a little choosy? Shut up.
See, what you doing, stupid?
Dummy.
Body a dummy.
Two of them.
It's nice to have you back, Shimmer.
Glad to be back.
What? Clap. Cartoon clap. You know when they hit like the snare?
Yeah.
It's like, shh.
That's my sound effect.
Gong.
But yeah, it's good to be back. Did a half marathon.
Welcome.
Yeah, I feel so relieved. Because I don't know about you guys, but like, it was like very stressful leading up to it.
Oh.
It was like, you know, a lot of my, you know, weeks coming up to it, it's like thinking about this.
What about your knees? And your knees were all messed up too.
I was thinking about that.
Knees weak, arms are light.
Yeah. And then all that. Mom spaghetti. You know?
Bro, if you had mom spaghetti before the race, carved up.
I did.
You did?
I did, yeah. I did. A day before.
There you go.
They had a carb load dinner.
Like Michael Scott. Mm.
Yeah. And basically you pay like, it was like $30, $40. Unlimited spaghetti. So we had like three, like, you know, full plates of just straight up carbs. Mm. It felt so good. Mm. It was so nice.
Dude, you really did lose yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough.
Nobody did. The spaghetti, that's crazy.
Yeah. I know.
So we had a bunch of spaghetti before. And like 3 days before, I was like, all right, I've done enough of what I could, you know, with preparing for this race. And then the night before, like my friends and I were like, why does it feel like we have an exam tomorrow that we weren't like ready for?
Yeah.
You know, like it was that vibe. Like, damn, we have a early morning exam. So by the way, this was in San Francisco. And like, you know, my thought process would be like, oh, we're going to be running in like nice 60 degree weather. Nah, bro, it was 40 degrees.
Oh,
40 yeah. degrees. I'm like,
at least you trained for it.
Yeah.
It was 40 degrees here too.
Yeah. And so it was 40 degrees and we're like, come on. I was like expecting to run in better weather, but it's fine. And we woke up at like 4 a.m. And so, but luckily my like sleep time was like in East Coast. So yes. It's much easier to wake up that then.
3 hour jet lag.
3 hour jet lag. Kicked so it, in. It worked in.
Nice.
So yeah, we had like a bus and we had to like, it would drive us to the place and I had to like pee really bad. And so then like all the stalls were like filled with people like trying to pee and it's crazy. Dude,
and those stalls are the worst.
Oh my God.
What are people doing in there?
It's crazy. And there's like, you know, I guess what, 30 stalls?
Porta potties?
Porta potties.
Uh-huh.
And there's like probably like 300, 400 people waiting for them.
Mm. I literally think that they go in there and do like a handstand diarrhea blast to the ceiling. I don't know how people are like, how do you not know how to use a bathroom? Still. I don't understand it.
But the vibe was nice. Like, you probably experienced this too. Like, everyone's just happy. Everyone's like very excited. Everyone's like, yeah, we're going on a run. And so like the
99% white.
Yeah, 99% white, obviously. Like, obviously, that's they're going to be, like, super happy to do this run.
Did you do it with white people?
Yeah, it was, like, 90% white people.
No, your friends.
No. One was Pakistani. The other one was El Salvadorian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If they were white, I probably, like, my happiness level would not have matched theirs. Mm. Yeah. But, like, since we're immigrants.
Like, I shouldn't be here, bro.
Yeah, I shouldn't be here.
this ain't meant for us, bro. Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, and then the run started, and it was, like, it was cool. It was, like, you know, it was fun. It was not the whole entire run. It was, like, not as bad as I thought it would. But it was good. It was like cool. The views were great. It rained in the middle of it too.
Was it really hilly? Like
it wasn't as hilly I thought it would be. So okay. It was like an hour north of San Francisco.
Okay.
So it was like a valley. So there's like mountains on the left. And
oh
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many miles cool. is it?
13.2.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And did you had you ran that much prior?
No, never.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the most I've done was like 8 or 9 miles. Mm. Like for training this
mm-hmm.
before in my life I've never ran more than 5 miles
so
like it was cool being able to be like, oh, I can bust out 5-6 miles right now, like
okay,
like that was the coolest thing.
Yeah,
for me it's like it makes those like 5-6 miles like really easy.
What was everybody's like energy after the race?
Dude, everyone's like super happy, like everyone's like really excited. They're like, good job guys, like it was really good. Like I love the energy. Mm-hmm. I think the energy's dope. And like the funny thing was, so they have these stalls like every mile and they give out like electrolytes. They give out like, you know, oranges, bananas. I was stopping at all of them.
Really?
I was like, dude, like these electrolytes are so good. Like I'm downing these, like I'm getting the oranges.
You didn't have the goo packs with you?
I did have a goo pack. Yeah. So I bought a goo pack before and then I tried it. I was like, oh, this is pretty good. It has like caffeine in it. It has like carbs in it too to keep you going. But it was cool. It was like, and at the end, it's like everyone's like super, like giving you like a bunch of stuff, and it was really nice.
How do you think you did, like compared to like what you kind of expected from yourself? Like, did you feel accomplished afterwards?
I thought I would do better, mm-hmm. but you know, I think based on like, I guess my circumstances, I feel like I did really good.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, I knew I could do better if I was like full potential.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. I definitely would do it again, but people ask me like, yo, like, should I do it and stuff like that? And I'm like, if you're asking that question, no.
Mm.
If you're asking that question, no.
No, I disagree. If you're asking that question, I feel like you're curious enough to want to do it, but you just like want the quick, like.
I look at the person and the most.
He like eyes them down. No, not for you.
No. So.
Do a treadmill.
Like, if I tell you, like, don't do it.
Yeah.
And you do it, like, that's the type of person that needs to do it.
Mm.
Like, oh, I'm going to do it regardless. Or, like, you know, for me, it's like.
I don't know. I feel like you could keep going.
No, no, what are you going to say?
Like, I feel like you could just be like, hey, like, you know, like, what's your experience? Like, should I do it? But at the same time, like, why do you say that?
Yeah, so I basically look at the people's reasoning of if they want to do it, right? I'm like, A, bucket list, definitely do it. Okay. Like, if you're a bucket list type of person, which is, like, me, like, I wanted to check off, like, oh, I've done it, you know, it's cool. That's me. So I'm glad I did it. Or two, if you like running, maybe you run, like, 2-3 miles or something like that, like, you know, after workouts and stuff like that, you should definitely do it. Like, if you like cardio, if you like running, no brainer, you should do it. But yeah, bucket list and those two things, you should definitely do it. And yeah, like that's when people ask, like, that's what I say.
Did you see any like structural changes to your body because you've been training for like a couple of months, or what changes have you seen within yourself with your training and then with the marathon? So, 'cause you were not a runner prior.
Yeah. Yeah. I was obsessed with my resting heart rate. And so basically for those that don't know, like resting heart rate is how efficient your heart is when it's like stable. And it pumps your blood more efficiently. So the less it is, the better it is. And so like my resting heart rate like decreased by like 10, 15 BPM, which is insane. Yeah. So like athletes, they're like 40 to 51 BPM. I went from like 65 to like 55 BPM.
Nice.
And especially during Ramadan, it like decreases even more. So that's really good. So I will incorporate cardio way more in my workouts now because I love the benefits of it. I think I was maybe just exerting myself too much because I'm like, oh, I have to prepare for this. But that's not the right way to train. That's what I realized. The right way is to actually like just run like at a comfortable pace for a long time.
Consistently. Yeah.
Consistently. That's it. I was like trying to run as fast as possible. My heart rate was like max. I'm like, dude, I'm so slow. Like, you know, like I was impatient with myself. So I think like telling people to be patient with themselves is like very good.
Yeah.
In terms of learning.
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say that's the process that like you learn along the way, and then with the physical kind of like learning of that, that's literally shaping your like mental also.
Oh yeah.
That's why I love it so much, is because like, you know, physically be patient and you'll get faster. Mentally, be more patient in general in life. It's like it literally applies.
Yeah.
So when people ask, it's like, should I do something like this? For me, I always want to say yes, even if I think that like you couldn't, because it's like, this is something that's going to benefit you. Like you're not going to die. You're going to feel good afterwards. Like every time, you know, like you never, you'll regret while you're doing it. You'll never regret afterwards.
No, 100%. I mean, I genuinely like think everyone should do it.
Yeah.
But like, you know,
you're just being realistic.
I'm just being realistic with like people. It's I don't think you're going to do it. So like, why are you even asking?
They just saw you do it and they're like, oh, I could do it too.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, you should do it.
You could, but like, but know what it comes with.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
And so, but yeah, the people say like, if you actually run slower, you actually run faster. And I was like, what the heck? That made zero sense to me until like I was actually doing it. And then I was like, oh, interesting. So yeah, I think if another friend asks like, hey, like I've never done one, like, would you want to do it again? Or like, I'd be like, yeah, let's do it.
Not that time matters. Do you want to share your time?
Yeah, it was 2 hours, 15 minutes. So
what was your average pace?
My average pace was like 10 minutes.
That's really good.
10 seconds or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like I had a really good like 9:30 pace for the first like 6-7 miles, but I've never ran like 13 miles. So it just died the second half. I was like, it started becoming like 11 minutes, like second half. And so,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like the more you can get it closer, you're saying like run slower. Like if you're running like 7 minute in the beginning,
yeah,
and then it's like all the way to like 12 at the end, then it's going to average out somewhere in the middle. But if you're like, you know, 8 or 9, like the whole time,
yeah,
every single one, you're running slower than you feel like you could in the beginning, but it pays off at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then you kind of know what your time is going to be, the more consistent it is.
Yeah. And so it's cool, like, you're kind of running with people, like, around your time. And I see, like, you know, this guy, he's, like, running faster than me. And I'm like, shit, I gotta beat him. And so then it's, like, throughout the whole marathon, we're just going back and forth and stuff like that.
I learned people get, like, really upset by that.
Really?
Like, if you don't stay at, like, your pace level or whatever. Like, people who, like, are running all the way in the front. And then they're like kind of slow down. And then the next mile they're doing that again. Because they use each other to pace
yeah,
you know, each other.
Also, that's I've also learned that, like, if you're the same time throughout the whole thing, that's the most efficient you can be. Mm. It's not efficient to be like faster, slower, whatnot.
Right.
So, fair. Yeah.
You ready for a full marathon?
I want to do one.
Let's do it.
That's wild.
But like as a bucket list, I don't think I'll do it this year, but maybe next
year. You've already done half the training.
I already done half the training. Yeah. The thing is, like, it consumes so much of your life, for me at least.
Yeah.
Like, I, as a lean guy already, I'm already burning so many calories, mm-hmm. like burning insane amount of
Talk
calories.
Talk for the lean community. Let them know.
So like if you're lean and you don't want to like bulk at all or anything, running is perfect, you know, or if you want to lose weight, running is perfect. Dude, you will burn many calories.
If you want to eat,
if you
like
want to eat whatever,
Pakistani,
yeah. If you want to eat whatever, running.
Run. Bro, I was eating like everything and anything I wanted.
Yeah.
I was like your uncle.
See, the thing is, like, I can do that too. But, like, you know, mentally it just, like, messes with me or, mm-hmm. or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, you know, you just have to, like, overcompensate with the amount of calories that I have to eat. And so I'm like, dude, this is a lot. Yeah. And then you have to run, like, at least, like, you know, an hour, maybe, like, eat, set aside, like, an hour, hour and a half to running. And that's, like...
For me, it was washing my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sweating mm-hmm. every single time. Because, like, if you go to the gym...
not sweating.
Sometimes like your hair is not soaked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, like, you won't sweat, like, that much right. at all. But if you're running, every single time, soaking wet hair. So mm-hmm. it's like, oh, man, I gotta, like, wash. I gotta, like, plan out, like, how I'm gonna wash shampoo. Might complain about
Welcome.
It.
Welcome to our lives.
Yeah, but you're not, like, you're not running every single day. Is your hair soaking wet every single day?
No, but I'm saying, like, I go to the gym and...
You
like,
sweat a lot. Oh, yeah, you do, like, you know, cardio stuff too, right?
Yeah, I do, like, what to call it, conditioning.
Yeah.
So it's a mixture of, like, cardio, like, high heart rate, but also, like, heavy weights. So I think the biggest dilemma that girls, gym girlies have is their hair. Because they're like, wait, should I wash my hair before the gym? But if I wash my hair before the gym, then it's just going to get dirty.
Right.
But if I wear my hair, if I like straighten it and then I go to the gym, my hair's done for. But if I wear it curly, then I could maybe do it. There's always like so many things to consider.
I'd be like, you know, just doing conditioning sometimes. But then it's like, it doesn't feel right. Like
have to shampoo for conditioning. Yeah.
And then I like looked into the dry shampoo, but I was like, I don't want to do that.
I mean, you could. It's not that bad.
I don't know. But yeah, that was my biggest issue was just like trying to schedule that out of like how I'm going to wash my hair.
Also, another thing for me was like, okay, do I like skip working out in terms of like lifting? Mm-hmm. And some days I had to like prioritize running. Mm. And I'm like, dang, I want to lift because I enjoy lifting. Like to me, that's like fun. It's like, you know, it's relaxing. Running, I was like, dang, I have to like do this thing that like... have to prepare for. So
I was doing like every time I would do if I wanted to work out, I was doing just like high reps instead of you know, like putting on more weight.
Yeah.
And that way you're getting you're using like more endurance for that also. Yeah, yeah. So then it ends up being like it's still a cardio day almost.
Yeah.
So yeah. But good job. Proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I do. I do want to thank Frost. He sent me like a sweet message before, like encouraging. Aww. So I appreciate that.
Good job. Sir. I'm so proud of you.
I'm glad you ate spaghetti before. That makes it all better.
Yeah. But also, while I was in San Francisco, one of my friends, you guys know like Lululemon, right? The brand. So they started making like pants for guys.
And
yeah, like they started making pants for guys.
Oh yeah, like the Casey Neistat commercial.
Casey Neistat commercial and stuff like that. So my friend, he's like obsessed with Lululemon. Like we were going there every day, and he was also running with us. So like, you know, Lululemon's like active wear, and mostly for girls. They have like yoga pants and all that stuff. But they started like their men's line and whatnot. So he's obsessed with Lululemon, and these pants are like $140 mm-hmm. for pants, bro. And so he's
like, can you just let me know, like, why is it that much?
So like these pants are so top tier. So they've had them for a while. You know, my friend's husband, Asim, I asked him what he as a guy finds in Lululemon. And he was like, one, the material is really comfortable. Two, the like height, you can always find your height. And if you can't, they do free hemming.
Okay.
And free tailoring for it. So, and then if it ever gets damaged, it'll always be replaced.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my friend, he like had holes in his Lululemon pants because he's been wearing it for years. And so he's like, I'm about to throw it away. And so my friend goes, yo, you can like repair them slash like they will replace them. He's like, no, I'll just throw it away. I was like, dude, like, let's go. Let's figure it out. Because these are $150 pants. Like, you don't have to throw them away.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'll just get new ones.
Shamir's in the trash can right away.
Literally, he was in front of the trash can. He was about to throw them away. My friend and I were like, yo, relax. Yeah. Relax. And so I searched it up right there, like on Google. Does Lululemon like repair slash replace pants? It was like, oh, they do repairs if it's like a small thing. Replace if it's like, you know, heavy damage. And we accept that. And so we're like, all right, like, let's do it for you. He's like, no, it's fine. I'll throw it away. He just didn't want to go through the hassle. And so I was like, all right, just give it to me.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I'll do it for you. He's like, no. I was like, all right, just give it to me.
What?
He was like,
what's his problem?
Well, he lives in California. So it would have been like, you know, I would have had to like wait for him and give it to him or whatever, like ship it to him, whatnot. So but I was just like,
now you're like, I'll keep the pants.
Yeah. I was just like, just give it to me.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, fine.
He's so throwing away a lottery ticket. Basically.
Yeah, literally. So
it's
then,
an investment.
So then I go back home. I go into Lulu and like, I don't know how this process is. Right. So I go in and I'm like, hey, can you repair these like pants? They're, you know, there's like some holes in them. And then
no receipt, no tag.
Okay. The tag inside, there's no size or anything. And he's like very disappointed. He's like, what the fuck? Like, who's this guy coming in? You know, like
the guy at the counter.
He's like one of the workers at the front.
Okay.
So I just told him like the whole situation. Yeah. I'm acting chill. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not trying to act sketchy at all.
Like, these are definitely my pants.
Yeah, these are definitely my pants. And so then he's like, do you remember what pants these were?
Like, what's... it's like, by the way, I changed sizes. Could you make it a little bit longer?
So he's like, do you remember what exact pant this was and like what size it was? And I'm texting my friend. I'm calling him. He's like busy at work. I'm like, yo, like tell me the size. Emergency, I forgot bro. The size, you know? And then he finally texts me like, this is the size and this is the pant and whatnot. And then he's like, let me talk to my manager, see what I can do. He's like, we don't do repairs. And I'm like, oh, dang. Okay. So he goes talk to the manager. And then he grabs like a different pair of pants. And he goes to the front. And he's like, I'll see you in the front. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And then he's like, would you like a bag with these?
Yeah.
Brand new pants. And let's go. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And then I was like, yeah, sure, I'll take it. You know, and he's like, and I told him it was like my cousin's pants because like I had no idea what the size was. He's like, does your cousin have like a phone number or something like that? And then I was like, yeah, I just gave him, you know, my friend's phone number. And then he's like, all right, yeah, here you go. And brand new pants. And I'm like, these are the ones I'm wearing right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Dude, they're so comfortable. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wait, give me your leg. Okay.
Are you a Lulu girly now?
Maybe I'm transitioning.
Yeah.
But I texted him afterwards. I'm like, yo, dude, they gave me a brand new pair because he thought they would just repair it.
Yeah.
And I thought I was expecting a repair.
Yeah.
But I was like, yo, they gave me a brand new pair. He's like, dang it, dude. Like, I was like, you still want them? Like, I'll still give it to you. Like, honestly, like I have no reason. And he's like, nah, you can keep it.
You did the work.
And I was like, oh,
yeah, he was going to throw them away anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I got a free pair of Lulu.
Wait. So let me get this straight. If I went into Lululemon right now, bought a $140 pair of pants, I would never in my life have to buy another pair of pants again.
They only if they have that same exact pair of pants.
Yeah.
So if they don't make it anymore,
then they give you a gift card of that same value.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so still
similarly, yeah.
If it's
a good investment.
If I buy three pairs of pants from Lululemon, I never have to buy another pair of pants in my entire life ever again.
Basically.
Yeah.
Or if they're really damaged, you can bring them in and they'll just give you like $15 for them.
$15
if they're really old.
Yeah,
like they haven't seen these pants in like,
oh, you know, okay.
They're like, this is not it. Okay. Or if it's like a random color, or they have no use for them.
Yeah.
Because they even have a section on there called I can't remember, but something about like being pre-loved, and like Lululemon, you could sell your pants
pre-loved
back. You can sell your own pants back for $15.
Okay.
And they resell them on the Lululemon website, and people can buy your like pre-worn ones for half the price.
Okay.
So Lululemon's quality is so good that you can like basically like wear them for years. I bought my first pair of Lulus like 4 years ago.
This is not a sponsored post.
It's not.
It's sponsored from my end. That was so nice. That was such a great experience.
And people are always like, why would you pay like $125 per leggings? Like, that's so weird and stupid. And so I bought these. I bought them on sale. It was my first pair for $70. Okay. I loved these pair. I was washing them every single week so I could just keep wearing them over and over and over again. And then eventually I get a hole in the leg. And I was like, this sucks. This so sucks. So I called them. They're like, we don't make this anymore, but we can send you a gift card of the same value. But I was like, what? I was like, what? But I want these exact ones. So I took them into my local Lululemon and they like repaired it. And it was perfect. Mm-hmm. The repair was so good. Like you can't even tell. Then I later like ended up buying more pairs and stuff. The downside is I ended up like now trusting Lululemon. So I'm okay with spending the $120 because I'm like, I actually like them and I'm going to wear them. So I bought one and I bought about two more pairs like within the last 6 months. I bought a full length one, like the extra long one for my height, whatever. Lost it.
Lost it.
I lost the pair. I lost the leggings.
Okay.
So and then I bought another one, like a chocolate pair. Can't find them. $250 worth of leggings in the last 6 months. Gone.
Dang.
I still have two though, but.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, you went to Lululemon and they were like,
yeah,
we found them.
We found them.
We sent the Navy SEALs and we located your pants. They were camo colored. They were on you the whole time.
Yeah, that's the only downside to Lululemon is that
that wasn't a downside. That was a you downside.
That's a you downside.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is like you're covered in every scenario except for losing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's sucks. Just neglect.
There's no find my leggings.
Man, I got to check my...
It feels like insurance except for that, you know?
Yeah.
I got to check my assets and pants now.
No, honestly, it's dope because like I was walking in the rain. So like it was like raining, pouring, right? And I had a fake, you know, sometimes you get those like fake weather
jacket. Fake rain jacket.
Fake rain jacket. It looks like a rain jacket, but it's not a rain jacket.
Yeah.
So I was walking in the rain, soaked. Shoes, soaked. Guess what isn't soaked? Pants.
Lululemon.
Dry.
Pants.
Complete dry. Like literally it has like water resistant fabric.
Yeah.
And the water just goes off my...
Are they work pants?
Yeah, I think so.
They look like they could be anything.
Yeah, yeah, dude. They're like casual. They could be dressed up.
Yeah,
like, but then you were so excited that like they stayed dry that you nutted and were like, oh,
Test it out,
it's soaked.
Yeah,
we're
no,
<fasting.
it's> still. It bounced
well,
off.
Wasn't then. It bounced off. It slipped through it the slipped ankle. Through, yeah. It's in your shoes. All right.
But yeah, that's my Lulu.
That's crazy, man. I feel like there's a scam somewhere in here. I feel like we're gonna be paying monthly subscription for pants. I feel like something like that.
I mean,
you know Kevin Hart, that one company he owns?
Fabletics,
like,
yeah.
I'll pay monthly for
shorts saw that. Or whatever. I was like trying to like, so I got ads because I was like looking at Lululemon videos and stuff like that.
This guy's investing in it.
Yeah, because I was looking at dupes and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. like duplicates. Duplicates.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're called dupes.
Okay.
Anything that's like similar, like in makeup or clothing, if it's close enough, it's called a dupe.
So I was just like looking at my options, right? So I'm like, okay, this is like, I figured out the materials that it's made out of. And I'm like, what are the dupes I can get? And so there's YouTube videos like, oh, this company is exact. It's called CRZ Yoga. It's on Amazon. It's like complete, like stitching everything, same material, everything like that. So I was just looking at videos like that. And I forgot what my point was. But
are you investing?
Well, that you like the quality of them and you want more pants that are like this.
Yeah, so I wanted more pants like that. So I was like looking at dupes and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, maybe.
You take the dupe to Lululemon. Like, yeah, this one has a hole in it.
But yeah, so if anybody's interested in these pants, look at the dupes first. Maybe try them out. And then.
Are they significantly cheaper?
It was $50 on Amazon.
I think you should rip the Band-Aid off and buy your first pair of Lulus and then go from there. Like either you're convinced or you're not.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's also the only place that has the curve line where like you have a small, they're the like only leggings that have a smaller waistband and give you more room in the hip. And because a lot of leggings that are straight, you just have like extra fabric around the waist based off of your thigh ratio.
But I want to check for this.
What?
You guys are going off about Lululemon. I want to check for this.
I just never thought I'd see the day on this podcast where I
felt like, send this to Lulu.
I never thought I would either
that
until
you'd be
after
a Lulu
this
boy?
Trip. Yeah. Like, I literally was like, dude, why are you going to Lululemon? We went to Lululemon every day. I'm like, bro, I'm tired of this place. And then until I got my pair, now I'm like, oh, I know why you go every day now. Like, but I only advocate for the pants. They have other stuff too. I'm sure it's great.
Okay. It's not worth it.
I'm sure it's great, but.
Yeah.
Go for the pants.
You have to go to the outlet for the shirts. Mm. There's no point.
Mm. Okay. I'm like low-key a little bit.
I feel like you would really like them.
Really?
Because you like comfortable stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that also.
What are you trying to say?
What?
Trust, look at your pants right now.
Literally wearing the most comfortable stuff.
I wore these sweatpants because they have a rose on them.
So they're not comfortable.
So it matched with the with Frost. The Rue shirt.
So they're not comfortable.
Everything
you
about
you. Don't have swag? No. Look at my socks. You guys, don't play with my socks. I always have.
Are you saying they're not
socks.
Comfortable?
They're comfortable.
Your whole aesthetic is built off of your comfort, and there's nothing wrong with that. But your comfort comes first.
I feel it
wasn't a diss.
No, you guys are insulting me. No,
nobody's insulting you.
Oh, we were Lululemon, and we have another co-host who is poor.
Poor.
So, nobody's calling you poor. That's calling exactly, you comfortable.
No.
Whatever. No, but I think you would look great on Lulus, and I think it would serve your purpose. Like, it's not too flashy. See, like,
yeah, okay,
that's also what I was trying to say.
Okay, yeah.
It's not too flashy.
It's a little, like, modest.
It's modest, yeah.
It's not branded. It's not branded, right? I don't see any, like...
You can't
see
it.
Dude, yeah, we didn't know. He's like, he did a reveal mid podcast, and I'm wearing them right now.
So, by the way, I've told that story like 8 times because I loved like how that happened.
You got a chip in you for sure. You were in San Francisco. They put chips in there.
I think so. Cause like, dude, I was so happy with like the fact that he didn't even say anything. Like he was looking at me sketch. Like he looked at me like really bad. I'm just like, you know, fabricating it for the story. But he was like, I didn't think I would get like my pants repaired or replaced.
Yeah.
I thought I was walking in with the same pants with holes. And like, he's just like.
You thought he was going to be like, yeah, we have a lease or financing option.
Rohma like bought these. One of our friends from volleyball, she bought a pair and it ripped from like. What?
One of our friends from volleyball. Like you could have just stopped at friends.
Well, I meant the story that I was about to say took place at volleyball.
Okay.
So from like one side of her knee to the other, she like went to dive for the ball and her whole knee ripped open, like massive hole on her knee. And so
was it a Lulu?
It was a brand first time she's ever wearing her Lulu pants.
Okay. That's kind of bad marketing for Lulu right now.
But she went to go do this and I was like, girl, go take it to Lululemon. They'll give you a new pair or they'll repair it. And she was like, no, like I'm scared. I was like, and I just like talked her up. I was like, you're going to go. You just bought these pants. Like you're absolutely going to do this.
Oh,
like,
don't I understand now. Lululemon is well aware that there is a social anxiety crisis going on amongst the younger generations. Mm-hmm. They know they're not going to come in and talk to a sales representative. Oh my God. Fearing for my life. Mm-hmm. So they know that like, oh yeah. It's only going to be like people who are about to die anyways.
Yeah. And so they actually, she went to Lululemon and they said no.
What?
What?
And so I told her, I was like, go to the Columbia location or you know what? Forget that. Just call corporate. But you're going to get this new pair of pants or you're going to get it repaired. So a week or two later, I see her and I was like, yo, what happened with your pants? Like, are you good? Because she started wearing knee pads every volleyball game now. I was like, are you good? And she was like, oh, yeah, I took your advice and called corporate. I have a new pair of pants now.
Nice.
Okay, all my friends that wear Lululemon, I'm just going to start ripping holes into their pants because I know that they can get them replaced. It's like a fun thing you can do now.
Yeah. True.
You
know? Facts.
It's like 9 lives. It's like, oh, yeah, you still have more, but it's unlimited. True. All right, we've spent more time on this podcast talking about Lululemon than anything else. My God.
I'm glad.
They deserve it.
Okay, last thing before we take this to the Patreon. You owe Kate Middleton an apology, ma'am. I think.
We owe Kate.
No. Don't do that. Last week on the Patreon, Amber was accusing Kate Middleton, what is she, the Duchess or
some sort of princess.
Of Wales, whatever it's called. But
Duke and Duchess.
Dupe and Duchess. He's a dupe. she wasn't being seen in the media. People were like speculating, oh, where is she? Amber's like, oh, she got a BBL.
Not Amber. Everyone.
Yeah, but you were like
convincing
literally
go on Twitter,
me, basically. I didn't
Kate
know that.
Middleton BBL. See how many tweets
I will not search that up during Ramadan. But it's okay.
She got the after. Kate Middleton got
after,
the
after. Yeah.
But they're probably going to be deleted now because so many people feel so. Anyways, I
so
went
she didn't
off
get
on
a
the
BBL.
Well, I went off on the Patreon being like, and to be fair, I wasn't going off for my own
sake.
She
was like, look at this picture. Like the finger looks off. Like this is Photoshop. This is AI.
I was
like,
explaining the lore. I was explaining.
And I was like, I don't see it. Okay. I was just kind of like going with
Frost.
It. You can watch it back. Watch it back.
You can, but you slowly like, were just, like, there's a lot of suspicious stuff.
I was like, okay, there's like, there's no reason for like all of these things to be present
Wait,
at the same time.
So as a Photoshop guy, was there Photoshop?
I wasn't seeing it in the one she was saying, But she
so
was
it
like,
didn't happen.
The one of them I saw.
The car one. With the
car
bricks.
One. That one was like, okay, yeah, that and like I give respect to the Photoshopper in that one. He did a nice job. But it was just that people are so like, you know, Hawkeye that they remember, oh yeah, this picture looks similar to that one. And like,
no,
you
but
know,
the bricks were completely different on the inside of the car than they were on the
outside. Oh, it's not about the bricks. I was looking at like the photo that was, it was a dupe of another photo.
Yeah.
That, but it was like darkened. It looked like she could have been sitting in the car. The Photoshop guy did a good job. But the second one, it was like, oh, the sweater pattern is like, but I was like, it's just like stitching. I don't think so.
But then the palace came out and they said that, they made a statement on the Twitter saying like, as an amateur photographer, I like to play with photography. So I'm sorry if my recent picture caused any confusion. Signed off, Kate. Mm. Okay. So she,
wait. You don't know what that means.
I have no idea what that means.
this is what happens when you two do the podcast, right? It's you talking and him pretending that he gets it.
No, I usually get it.
Thanks.
Did you get it just now?
No.
What are you not getting?
Sorry, I'm like in Ramadan mode, so.
What part didn't you get?
No, wait. Let me explain to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, it doesn't matter. All right. Go on.
You didn't explain anything.
That part doesn't matter.
It does matter because the palace took... She
pictures
was,
of her.
She took accountability for it being a fake picture.
Okay, so she signed off on it.
Like, it was unnecessary. Like, why are you putting fake pictures? Why don't you just put a real one? So if you like to play with photography.
But also, like, why has nobody seen you since December? All this type of stuff. Anyways, she just put out a statement saying...
A video statement
saying that she has cancer. And she's going through chemotherapy, and that's the reason that she's been out of the public eye, and she went through abdominal.
You're messed up, bro.
Amber was, and by the way, on the Patreon, Amber was like, we need a video. And then Kate, she's
drops
a patron.
Video.
You know she's a patron, right?
Kate? Oh, yeah.
She's one of our top patrons. She comments on everything.
She actually has the highest tier. We still have that tier, right, where we fly to her?
No, she's on a, so we have three tiers, right? It's... Stranger, friend, family. She's actually on one that's royalty. It's made only for her.
Oh, yeah.
She's on the royalty tier.
Yeah.
So she pays $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
To watch our clips, right? So she saw the clip. Okay, she's like, oh, my God, like, my favorite podcast, you know, my third favorite co-host is saying that I need a video. fine, I'll make a video. She drops the video, explains she
has
cancer.
That's a lot to do for a third favorite co-host.
Right.
She's being accused of the BBL. So
I didn't say
like,
least favorite. I said third favorite.
She's being accused of a lot.
Yeah.
So okay. She so she like, put
but
out.
But low key in the video, she had a fatty.
Well, like the cancer video?
I'm kidding.
Why are you lying? But.
Where is she?
I was like, turn around?
But so yeah, she put out this like statement about having cancer, and everybody's like stitching all their videos where they were like, Kate Middleton is definitely getting a BBL. Kate Middleton is definitely getting a divorce. And they just stitch in and they go, my bad.
Dang.
Like, oopsie. But here's my thing. I'm not saying that she's lying about having cancer. I'm not saying that.
But you're laughing about it?
I'm not laughing about it. What I am going to say.
Did you hear her laugh just after she said that?
It was a little.
What I am going to say is that it's a her having cancer, right?
Dude, it's real. It's not funny. Why are you smiling about this?
Sorry. If it's true that she has cancer, so which excited. I don't doubt that she has cancer. If it's true that she has cancer, why did the palace let her take the fall? Why are you laughing?
I'm trying not to. He's like staring at me.
No, I'm like, I'm like concerned. And then I look over here and he's just like.
He's focusing so hard on not laughing. He's not listening. He's already in Ramadan brain.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
It's my Ramadan ADHD.
I'm not saying that she's lying about cancer, but
why are you holding your breath? I was not. Like, you were
laughing,
bro.
You're like, not underwater. All right, Amber, wrap it up.
I'm trying. Let me tell you this. But if that's the case, why did the palace like throw her under the bus? Why did they throw her under the bus so many times?
This is why.
I think there's so many bad rumors coming out that she's like, all right. Let's drop the real thing.
But then why did they make her take responsibility for the photograph?
Is it supposed to be some random, like, white people, like, say that it's fake photographs?
No, but the palace can take responsibility for it. The palace has so many people on their team. They could have taken responsibility as a team.
Pictures.
That's fine. But I'm saying that, like, if that's the case and they knew that she was battling cancer, why have they been putting, why have they been basically like throwing her under the bus?
It's probably the authenticity factor.
Amber, listen, I saw this thing on Twitter and I think that this person is onto something.
Okay.
They said, and we don't want anything bad to happen to Kate, right? But this is the royal family we're talking about.
Right.
This is our, and as Pakistanis, this is very close to our heart.
Facts.
Princess Diana, what happened to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolute royalty to us.
Mm-hmm.
Given that, we don't trust the royal family.
At all, whatsoever.
We don't trust UK
Mm-mm.
with what they did to South Asia, right? So we have beef.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot speculate. So now we're a little bit sketched out at this thing, right? This guy on Twitter, he said, you guys are blind, basically. Kate Middleton died a long time ago.
Mm.
And the royal family has been trying to hide this for a bit, but is now releasing this video that was pre-recorded or AI generated. We don't know. To prepare you guys for her death. Oh, she's...
And all those pictures were AI generated. Yes. They're fake.
Exactly.
Why did you say that? Okay, no, the statement that the guy made on Twitter is Kate Middleton's already dead, not died a long time ago. I would also think that if she did pass away and they were trying to like play this off, I think it would have happened from January to February sometime.
Yeah, but what basically he's saying is like that they're preparing you to say, like, oh, she has cancer. Put it in your mind that she has cancer. So then if she dies along the way, then it's like, oh, yeah, she was going through cancer.
Yeah.
But did she even have cancer in the first place?
I mean, the video was a little sketchy. It was like in a field of flowers on a bench. And like, I don't know, her eyes didn't look really real.
Here she goes again.
Dang.
I'm just
saying.
Did
she have a BBL, though?
Yeah, her ass was.
Okay, well, I hope Kate is okay. Kate, also Kate. Another patron.
Kate.
Oh, wait, she was.
She was.
We already said she's a patron.
take care of yourself. We'll try to pause your subscription.
Oh my God.
No. We'll just charge it directly to the royal family.
The medical bill.
We only get paid in gold.
Also, this doesn't look a little fake. Like there's something a little too.
It does look AI.
That's what I'm saying.
But they've always looked that way.
Yeah,
like they
that's
always
not
have
true.
To like wave like this, and they're like, hi.
Hello.
I'm a prince.
Prince here.
Bow down.
I have cancer.
Hello, India.
Computing.
Give me your jewels. They
split,
belong to us now.
Split Pakistan and India in half.
Top comment.
The only way to win this war is a game of cricket with Aamir Khan. New movie. And he must marry a British girl.
It feels like damage control. That's all.
Yeah, it's weird, bruh. Everything is weird now. We don't know what to trust, what's real. But we're real. Or are we?
Yeah. I think it would be like... this is very intentional to make me look this imperfect.
This was our... This was actually our AI-generated episode.
Hello.
So, the real
episode...
That's
how Amber says hello, too, by the way.
Yeah, she does.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, with a curved head. Because she's like, she has a malfunction chip that makes her like every time she the voice box acts, it's just like the wiring kind of glitches. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. But yeah, the real episode with the real Faraz, Shamir, and Amber will be on the Patreon.
Yes.
We didn't want to waste time, yapping away. So we put the AI with our voices in this one.
Yeah.
But the good stuff is going to be on the Patreon. So we're going to catch you there.
I have an interesting OF story.
Uh-oh.
On Patreon. Astaghfirullah during Ramadan. So you have to, if you want the Astaghfirullah stories, go on the Patreon.
for after hours.
After hours.
Shot at hours.
Yeah, shot at hours.
And we have a bunch of other like fun stuff we want to talk about. So meet us there. Otherwise, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Strange Flavors. It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
We'll talk to you next time.